Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Hey, everybody. Peace, y'all, and thank you to everybody who's in the chat listening and everybody who's called in. You know, I'm sure, you know, people are still getting settled in and getting into the swing of things. I just like to hope y'all had a wonderful weekend and, you know, all those good things. And we've got another wonderful show for you guys, another great topic. This is a juicy topic. This is a very controversial topic at times. And, you know, somebody actually said on the Facebook event, oh, no, not another men are from Mars and women are from Venus. But I assure you, this show is going to go much more in-depth than the traditional sex war type deals. Today's topic is going to be how men deal with emotion versus women and how it affects us in relationships. And before I do start the show, you know, I gotta let you guys know. Hello, I am Queen Tay, and you are listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we discuss any and everything about life, the good, the beautiful, the bad, and the ugly. But we will always have a helping hand and word. But before we get into all the great juicy stuff, I'd like to remind you that we do have a blog spot, and this is where, you know, you can get information on shows you've missed, and, you know, if you missed any type of references or anything that can help you or be helpful towards you, just go to conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com, everything spelled correctly. All right, so let's jump right on in. Okay, so as we know, in this society, there's always been a sense of division among the sexes. The division has been used throughout history to categorize or define an individual based off of their gender. With the ideology of male and female roles in society, we have come across many conflicts on what it means to be, think, or act like either sex. Movements like the feminist movement and women's lib movement have tried to change the seemingly old-fashioned views of defining gender roles with the emphasis on career and employment equality. But what makes a woman and a man are not their roles in the workplace, but rather biological and psychological identification with gender. So on today's show, we will focus on the latter and how it can affect us when we try to build relationships with each other. Yes. Okay. So getting into it, I'm going to first discuss men and how they deal with emotions. Then we'll go into women and how we deal with emotions, what's the accepted behavior. But for now, just talking about what is the accepted norm of male behavior when it comes to emotions. The accepted norm of men dealing with emotions is quite limited in today's society. It is still generally reflected that men can only express two very basic emotions, happy, and angry. And this can cause problems because it's obvious that there are any number of wide-ranging of emotions to be expressed on either side of the spectrum, especially with the negative. So why is it only accepted when it comes to negative emotions that men can express anger? Well, from my analysis, anger is considered masculine because it showcases a high amount of aggression. And aggression is largely associated with the epitome of masculinity as well as the male hormone testosterone, leading most men to feel like it's the only accepted way to display a wide range of negative emotions. Now, is this healthy? Well, the answer is indeed no, because half the battle of being able to properly cope with emotion is the ability to identify them. By feeling limited to only one expression of negative emotion, it dampens the learned ability to identify emotions. The negative effects of this can be built-up strength, stress, and tension in the body, causing health problems. It's also noted that, on average, men do die younger than women. So this could have something to do with it. Psychological problems like depression, insomnia, and anxiety, relationships difficulties, lack of ability to be perceived as intimate, and a greater sense of isolation. And all these things are effects of the inability to express emotions. Now, the male hormone, or the hormone associated with masculinity, is testosterone, and there are many misconceptions about how testosterone works. One of those misconceptions is that it's the sole cause of aggression, which it's not. And another is the cause of stereotypical masculine behavior. It is also associated with it's also associated with hormones and steroids. You guys know that. It can also be negatively associated with being used to make men seem violent and primitive, like saying that we're limiting men to certain actions based off of the fact that they have high testosterone levels. The actual functions of testosterone is it helps to develop the masculine sex organs, obvious, helps male libido. When in balance, can give men a healthy self-esteem, and imbalance is associated with confidence and assertion, helps cognitive abilities, and testosterone cycles can actually, and this is an interesting fact, testosterone cycles can actually mimic the cycle of the woman that they're with. So as a woman and a man become more intimate with each other and they begin to live together, like, you know, you always heard, two women who are very close, when they start to get on their menses, they will start to sync up. Well, it's actually true that the man's hormonal cycles will actually begin to mimic and emulate and become in sync with his woman. Of course, not dealing with the estrogen, but of course dealing with the testosterone counterpart. Although men's hormones do play an important role in how they feel, the link between testosterone specifically and changes in mood is not as finite as estrogen. So it seems that testosterone does affect the mood, but it's definitely not as researched of a thing as estrogen, or there's not been many studies that can really link the two together. Okay, so what is the accepted norm of feminine behavior? Well, it's often more accepted for a woman to express emotion. She is often viewed as the more emotional of the two sexes and is less aggressive. She is also looked at as the more emotionally advanced of the two sexes in society. It is also expected of a woman to display and identify her emotions. It's more accepted in society for her to do those things. And sometimes her emotional nature is used as a negative against her by saying it can undermine her abilities to use logic. Is this view correct or healthy? Well, the ability to express emotion is healthy, but the acceptance or over emotionalism due to gender, i.e. women blaming constant mood changes on things like PMS or can distract away from other mood disorders. So it's not really good, you know, to be erratic and then think, you know, oh, I'm just a female. Oh, I'm just going through my, you know, normal cycle. It's, you know, these things are true that they're going to affect you. But there are many things like diet. There are many things like stress, you know, circumstances in your life that could also be affecting these mood changes. Because, like, when we did talk about how emotions affect the body a couple weeks back, we talked about how stress can cause mood changes as well. So it's important to note, ladies, that when we're going through these times, just because, you know, we feel that, oh, it's during an emotionally vulnerable or hormonal time in the month, that it's not still a good thing to really be too excessively erratic with these things. It can also often times be a sign or something showing that there's underlying health maybe or psychological problems that we're not dealing with. So that can sometimes be unhealthy. It can also affect us in straining our relationships. I mean, if somebody is going to be, you know, sometimes unpredictable, that can, you know, put a stress or a strain on the relationship. How does estrogen affect women's emotions? There's strong evidence to suggest the connection between women's mood changes and estrogen levels, especially during women's menstrual or premenstrual cycles. Estrogen levels can spike, causing spikes in other hormonal imbalances. Estrogen also plays a key role in causing depression around and after menopause. Hormone therapy is often effective in combating this, which is further evidence towards proving that estrogen has a significant role in the stability of women's moods. And what's this? There are many studies that try to specifically link how it affects, but each woman is different. So we're all individuals. So, you know, and what's considered normal is also a very wide range. So it's like each woman is going to go through her own specific mood changes that and how estrogen cycles physically and biologically, how they affect her is going to be specific to her own genetic makeup, to her own circumstances that she's going through in life, her own psychological state, and her own personal health. So each woman's response or to estrogen is going to be different. And, you know, estrogen is not just what makes a woman moody, but, it, you know, it has its good and its bad side, just like everything, just like testosterone, you know, has its good and its bad. And hormones are a very, very specific thing in the body. They they deal a lot with balance, and it's not about having so much or more is better or less is better. It's more about the actuality of just being a balanced person and having a balanced hormonal, you know, hormonal balance in your body. But so that also, you know, can lead to certain changes in a woman's mood. How will this affect emotional relationships? Well, the woman is an I feel being. You know, women talk about I feel this, I feel that, and we're very emotionally sensitive beings. Whereas men are more I think and I do. And not to say that men can't be I feel or women can't be I think or I do, but that's, you know, the general consensus of, you know, femininity and masculinity, okay? It is oftentimes easier or more accepted for women to show their emotions. Now, see, that's another thing. When women can cry. Women can cry in public, pretty much. I mean, they might be a little embarrassed, but, you know, a woman could cry in public and people would not think too much of it. They'll probably come to her and ask her what's wrong. Was a man crying in public, there's a lot of stigma towards it. A lot of times when, you know, sons are getting raised, you know, if they cry past a certain age, they're called punks or, you know what I mean? And certain stigmas of Western society are attached to that. And not to say you know, it's all about balance. You know, neither one of you should be crying hysterically all the time. That's not, you know, appropriate. But there's an appropriate time for a man to cry as well as there's an appropriate time for women to cry. So it's just shown that it's in society, it's just so suppressed, the aspect that men can feel or that men can have emotion. Each person is different, and the abilities to cope with emotion vary from person to person. Women's imbalanced expressions of emotions constrain a relationship, as well as a man's inability to express emotion can mask emotional issues in the relationship. But ultimately, it's just about understanding psychological conditionings and functions with each other that can lead to numerous problems in the relationship. So it's pretty much about just understanding, you know, where her body is, where his body is, you know, where his mind is, where his thoughts are, where her mind is, where her thoughts are, and just really getting to know each other, okay? It's not, you can't just blame one thing on one thing. You can't say, oh, that's just how women are, or that's just how men are. Because at the end of it, that's not necessarily true. We can be more prone to certain behaviors based off of certain programmings and even certain biological happenings within our bodies, but it does not, you know, ultimately entrap us into only being that way. Okay, you guys, we're moving through this information very quickly. So, I mean, we will be coming to accepting callers. If you're not familiar with the show and how we normally work the format, I do speak for, you know, about half the show, which is 30 minutes, and we're 15-16 minutes into the show. Please do call in if you do have any questions or comments, and the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And just press 1 to, you know, raise your hand, and you can speak with the caller, okay? I mean, the toast. I can speak with you guys. My bad. I'm just so into talking sometimes. Okay. So we're rounding it out. So how can, I know you're like, well, you know, you just talked about all the problems, as you know, on Conversations with the Queen, we are not just about pointing out the problems, we are about finding solutions. So how can women better understand men? Very interesting. Women must learn that men do not do have and can be just as affected by their emotions as their female counterparts. We must learn to respect and validate as well as offer understanding toward male emotions. We must also ourselves take time to help men to understand the complex emotional changes within women. And oftentimes this requires us to go into self-introspection, okay? And the ability to pull ourselves away from the emotions in order to understand it better ourselves. And understand it to and explain it to them. My bad. By talking about how we are affected by our emotions from a non-emotional state can give us a special insight towards helping them to manage our sometimes seemingly random mood flips. And remember, no one can read anyone else's mind. So it's important to talk, you guys. Like, if something's bothering you, don't expect him to know that in the morning he stepped on your pinky toe and you kind of took offense to that. You know what I mean? He can't read your mind. And, you know, you've been thinking about it all day and it's building up inside of you and now you're like, ah, you stepped on my pinky toe this morning. You know, it's just we have to speak. And that men are by nature prone to be problem solvers and deal with black and white, yes and no realities. When we as women try to explain how we feel, there are many shades of gray. So we must learn to be more clear and concise with speaking with our men about what we need from them. Because, you know, you're talking about well, you know, he stepped on my pinky toe, and then I was limping today. And he's like, what are you talking about? He might not even remember stepping on your pinky toe. And, you know, and before you even get to the stepping on the pinky toe, it's like, sometimes you can't respect my space. And blah, blah. He's like, what is this she's talking about? Women, try to get to the root of the problem. Try to, you know, address what's really going on and how you feel. Sometimes as women, I know this, sometimes we don't even really, can't really pinpoint that. So that's why I said it's important to go within that self-introspective mode and really just, like, try to figure that out. All right? Now, how can men better understand women? Hold on. Before I finish go into that, let me finish up on this. I didn't see this part. My God. Well, actually, in talking about talking and communication, the fact is the way that men and women communicate is a bit different. It is a very well-known fact that women are the more talkative on average of their male counterparts. I do believe there's a study on this, talking about how women use so many more thousand words per day more than men. So it's a bit different how we communicate, and not only that we communicate, but how we communicate. So there are than our male counterparts. And this is a very largely due to the fact that women can find leisure in speaking, and a lot of times men don't. Thus, the stereotypical depiction of a married couple where the wife is always yammering away, quote-unquote, that's not my, you know, thing. I just like, quote-unquote, okay? And the man pretends to listen. You know, everybody's seen that on TV. You know, the wife's just talking. The dude's like, I'm not even listening to this. But it's important that women try to not overload their men with the task of listening just for the sake of it. That way, they can begin to differentiate when you're trying to communicate a point and when you're just speaking for the pleasure of speaking. There's nothing wrong with speaking for the sake of speaking, but if a man is sitting there, he's thinking like, oh, she wants me to solve a problem for her, and he's just hearing a story, and you don't know, there's no point to this story. You're just telling a story because you felt like telling a story. Well, you know, if he's trying to figure out what the point is, it can cause frustration, it can cause tension, it can cause irritability. So it's important that we understand how both sexes are prone and wired towards communicating, okay? Well, now we can get into how can men understand women better? I knew you was waiting for that part, huh? A lot of the times, listening can get very far with women. Let me repeat that. A lot of the times, listening can get very far, get you very far with women, okay? A lot of times, all women want is to be understood. While most men try to literally figure out the solutions to the problem, you know, most women just want to be heard. All women really want is to really, a lot of times, sometimes vent or bounce their feelings off of somebody else, and she often doesn't want an immediate solution. So if men can improve their listening skills, this can take them very far. It's also important to note for both sexes to understand that sometimes there is, in the heat of a moment, especially when we're arguing, we both, on both sides, we can do or say things that we may later regret. That's talking about when we're in argumentative mode, when we're in a fight, we're both emotionally distraught. Time allows us moments to come down off of these emotional highs and deal with the problem from a sound mind perspective. Women being the child-bearing sex have a lot of similarities to Mother Nature herself, and she will go through her up and down cycles. So it's important that we understand that there's a delicate balance with women. And so a lot of things are affecting a woman at the same time. If you have any knowledge of any type of metaphysical aspects when you deal with the feminine principle, you know that the woman's actually cycles are in tune with the moon, so in tune with nature. Not to say that men's cycles aren't, but women are just so affected by this. So try to be more understanding when she's going through all these different things. You know what I mean? Just try, you know, as long as she's not being violent or disrespectful or completely out of hand, well, let's just try to be more understanding. So in essence, I really feel but it's about learning to speak each other's language. And at the end of it, we'll often find we're saying the same exact things different ways. But that is the beauty of balance. That is the beauty of the male and female principle. That's what we're here to do. All right, you guys, we have a caller with our hand raised from the 404 area code. You are on Conversations with the Queen.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Hey, hi, how are you? What is your name and where are you calling from?
All right, my name is Abstract, you know, calling from Atlanta.
Okay, so have you been listening into the show and do you have any comments on the topic?
I just hopped on, you know, I was doing my schoolwork.
Well, today's topic is how men deal with emotions versus how women deal with emotions and how this can affect us in relationships. Do you have anything to say on the topic?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you know, I just got out of a stressful relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
like 2 weeks ago. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a girl, like, and the reason why we broke up was because, like, she wouldn't tell me,
mm-hmm.
like, how was she feeling, you know? She would keep everything to herself,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it was just, I don't know, it wasn't working. That's not how I like my women. I like my women to be
expressive.
I like my women to be emotional for them to let me know how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I want them to know. I was like, I want them to talk to me. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And that's what
yeah.
I was stressing throughout the lecture part of the show. I was like, we got to talk to each other. Nobody is a mind reader here. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
We have to let each other know how we're feeling about certain situations and certain things so that we can, you know, get through them, work through the problems, and really work the kinks out. You know, a lot of times, I know a lot of women do this because I've done it myself, especially in my younger days. Not that I'm old now, but, you know, I was a little bit more immature when dealing with relationships, and I would expect, like, you better know what I'm talking about. Shoot, you better know
yeah,
you better get this and that and the third.
Yeah,
and it's like, sometimes
crazy.
You have no clue. You know what I mean? It's not
yeah.
about that. It's about being able to, both sexes need to express each other's feelings. It's very, very, very key and crucial. Although a lot of times women feel it's more, you know, outright, you know, it's expected for them to express their emotions. Sometimes some women do suppress their emotions. And I would like to thank you for calling in. You got anything else to say or any other comments or questions?
Shout out to Terry Queen.
All right, brother. Okay, so let's see.
All right.
All right, y'all. Peace.
Y'all have a nice day.
You too. All right, so we don't have any other callers on the line, but if you would like to call in and you have a question or a comment, the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And we have an actual question from the chat room that I'm going to answer. Should women suppress their emotions to keep her man from hating her? No, not at all. It's not about not being able to express yourself. I think we've all had this conversation with our mates. I know I have. It's not about what you say, it's how you say it. So women, you know, we go through a lot of changes, and I know this. I know this because I go through a lot of changes. It's about how we express our emotions. It's not, you should never, ever suppress your emotions. If you listen to the show that we went back to on how emotions affect the body, that can cause serious problems, health problems, stress problems, mental, psychological problems. Never suppress your emotions, okay? Just find a way to express that emotion from not such an erratic point. Don't talk about it when you feel like you're about to explode about it, because that's not a good thing to do. Okay, we're going to see some people going to call in. All right, that's good. So it's just never a good thing to have, you know, suppress your emotions. Oh, we have a caller from the 305 with their hand raised. Hello, you are on Conversations with the Queen. Hello? Hello? You are on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
This is Jamal Logic.
Oh. How are you doing and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Miami right now.
Oh, okay. That's cool. That's cool. Do you have any thing to say on the topic, or do you know what the topic is? You know?
Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
sure
I
you
know
probably do because you was all up in the chat room. So
yeah, that's what I called for. I like how you broke it down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the estrogen and the testosterone and
mm-hmm.
You know, the stereotypical views, how they would say, oh, women are just like this,
mm-hmm.
men are just like that. I like how you broke it down, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I expanded that it was easy to understand and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we do say that, oh, that's just how women are.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, oh, men always do that. And
mm-hmm.
it's not always, you know, it's not always just left or right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's mixed around and balanced up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that, I mean, it's good commentary, you know.
All right. Thank you. You got any questions?
A question I had was, other people are always asking, do women only have estrogen and do men only have testosterone?
Ooh, great point. Actually, no. So that's a part of it. That's why it's so important for us to understand that it's not so clear, cut, and dry, because women have testosterone as well in small amounts and men have smaller amounts of estrogen. It's actually, like I said, it's all about balance. And if you are into any type of esoteric spirituality, you deal with higher aspects of understanding, you understand that there's always the female and the male principle balancing every being. So even though you might express yourself in the physical form as a male, you're still going to have a female energy inside of you that's balanced with your masculine energy. So, and then as well as the woman having a I know nobody ain't calling me. As well as a masculine having an energy presence, the feminine. So it's all about balance, it's all about harmony, and it's all about understanding that we do possess, you know, both of the capabilities inside us. It's just that sometimes through conditioning in society as well as our biological obstacles that we might go through, it's harder for us to express that part of ourselves. And so, you know, it's just really important for us to understand how to speak the languages of both emotion and both logic, you know, that right brain and left brain thinking. We have to master both, and we have to learn when to apply it within situations.
Very true, true. Okay,
all right. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Okay.
And thank you for always supporting, because you are here every show. I appreciate it.
Shout out to everybody in the room, you know.
All right. Yeah. Shout outs, big up to everybody in the room and on the lines. And thank you, brother, for calling in. Peace and have a great night.
You too.
All right, bye. We also have another caller from the 504 area code. You are now in Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and how? Do you have any comments or questions?
My name is Bryce, and I'm calling from Marietta, Georgia right now.
All right, that's cool, that's cool. Shout out to Marietta.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions or comments?
No, I just wanted to say I really like your show. I think it's cool how we can call up here and talk to you. You know, that's pretty cool. I like it a lot.
Thank you. You sure you ain't got nothing to add in on how women deal with emotions versus how men deal with emotions? I mean, you are a man.
I feel like some women go overboard with the emotions
mm-hmm.
because, you know, some women, just like through stories that you hear on, like, places like the news, they just be wilding, like,
mm-hmm.
doing stuff completely unnecessary. I mean, that's not all women, but it's just some of them.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, and that's true. And that's why I always encourage that balanced perspective, balanced mindset. Just because we're women doesn't mean we can blame everything on, you know, emotions. And just because you're a man doesn't mean you have to clamp down and never express it. It's about finding that balance, finding good ways to express ourselves. Just like emotions are healthy. Everybody says this. Even like when you deal with anger, a lot of people go, well, anger is a healthy emotion. But it's just, you know, how you express anger, you know, or how you express discontentment. It's a fine to express these things. It's fine to express especially negative emotions, but it's just about how we go about these things. All right.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that.
Thank you for calling in. We do appreciate your input and, you know, your time. And thank you for calling into Conversations with the Queen. We are on every Monday night at 9 p.m., so please come on back, join us, bring a friend, do all that.
All right. Cool.
Peace, brother.
All right.
Yes. Well, I would like to give out the call-in number one more time for brothers and sisters who are on the lines already or who are in the chat room and like to call in and have a comment or question. The call-in number is, again, 917-932-8881. And at this moment, I'd like to take a little music break, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we could vibe out on some energy and just let, you know, break up the time, give people a chance to call in and have something to say. All righty, y'all.
Got me telling my mama and my friends.
everybody. That was my jam. Let me just say that. That was my jam. I love that song. Like, I love all Raheem Devon songs. I swear to God, like, that is, like, one of the illest real R&B, you know, artists out there today. let me just say before we jump back into our topic today, we do have 20 minutes left to the show. And, you know, you guys can still call in. You can still voice your opinions. You know, today is a great topic. And like I said, you know, ask me any question, you know, just, you know, make a comment, let it know, let it be known, all that. All right. But before we get into all of that, I would love to remind you guys again that we do have a blog spot with the counterpart of this lovely Blog Talk radio show. To get more information on this show and other show topics, you can check us out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I'm thinking about posting, you know, a little bit of more health information, especially pertaining to, you know, what happens when men have low testosterone levels and women have low estrogen levels, little certain herbal remedies and natural things you can do to make sure that our hormones stay in balance, y'all. Okay, and I'd like to remind everybody who's going to call in that the call-in number, have a question or comment to add, that the call-in number is 917-932-8881. All right, and today's topic is how men deal with emotions versus women and the effects it has on relationships. I'd like to touch a little bit more on the aspect of, you know, really dealing with the communication aspect of between men and women. And it seems to me like through the callers and through everybody who's called in, it always seems to be that, you know, it's about balance. This is but the L. Then said in the chat room, yeah, I'm going to put you on blast. Yes, it is all about balance. And and this is a reoccurring theme that we're seeing throughout every show, and I hope you guys are picking up. It's about balance. Every problem or issue that we seem to address, always the solution always deals with some type or form of the concept of balance, you guys. We have to balance these energies within ourselves, because how can the energies outside of ourselves be balanced if the energies inside of ourselves aren't balanced? You know what I'm saying? So it's just really important to put that emphasis on that. And just also to put the emphasis on being able to be well-versed within the language of emotion and the language of logic. And what I mean by that is that a lot of sisters really, you know, feel like, well, he just doesn't get me. He just doesn't get it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And we have the first question we have to ask ourselves is, have we given ourselves the time to try to explain it to him? And if not, what are we doing that that we can do? What can we do to create some type of understanding between us? And if you have a good counterpart, if you have that good mate, that good consort with you, you know, that really is willing to learn and willing to grow within the relationship and do whatever it takes to put the relationship first, then they should be well open to trying to learn new techniques on how they should deal with their emotions and how you need to deal with the emotions as well. So it's really important for us as women to be very mindful of the fact that just because, you know, men don't always express their emotions as readily or in the same ways that us women do, that men do still have emotions. I was reading an actual article talking about how a lot of women seem to not respect men's emotions. And, you know, ladies, we cannot, you know, do that. We do need to acknowledge and understand the fact that men do have emotions as well, and that, you know, they just because they express it a different way doesn't make their emotions any less valuable. Oh, we got a question from the chat room. How can you bring harmony in a relationship that has been negatively affected by emotional baggage by one or both partners? Ooh, that is a great question. Thank you, MMP123. thank you for that question. That's a great question. So how can we bring harmony into this relationship? Well, the first thing that has to be acknowledged is the source of this emotional baggage. And see, a lot of times when people have emotional baggage, we don't really know where, sometimes we're not aware that we're even carrying that baggage, okay? Sometimes we just feel that, you know, this is, you know, we've gone through a certain amount of experiences in our life and we put those things behind us, but sometimes emotional baggage can sneak attack your behind in a relationship. And it can rear its ugly head when certain situations or circumstances remind you of other circumstances that you've dealt with in the past. And they might not even be the same exact circumstances, but they might just have some type of trigger that triggers that. And what is, needs to be done is, okay, people, everybody's going to have emotional baggage. Unless it's your first relationship or your first really emotionally connected relationship, you're going to have emotional baggage. And like we spoke about, even in the abandonment issues show, some people have emotional baggage from relationships that weren't even emotionally romantic relationships. All types of emotional relationships can cause emotional baggage, like the relationships you have with your family, the relationships you have with your mother, your father. Family-type relationships can also give you emotional balance. So it's really crucial that one goes into themselves and tries to understand where they are carrying these feelings from, where is the source of these feelings, where are they coming from, and why are they rearing themselves at this point. Once you can pinpoint, oh, maybe I get defensive because I've been left a lot in my life, and then you can deal with that from the sense of who left you. Why did they leave you? How did you cope with them leaving you? And what did you do to remedy that? And if you've done anything at all? And obviously, if you did anything, there still needs to be work done because it's rearing its ugly head yet again, and it's causing problems in the relationship. So that was a great question, and I am very, very happy that you asked it. And the answer is, they both need to go inside themselves and pinpoint the source. Once those sources is pinpointed, then and only then can you begin to move forward in solution. All right. Well, still need, you know, nobody's really got their hand raised on the line. But like I said, if you have a question or comment, just press 1 if you're already on the lines. And if you're not already, you can call in. At the call-in number is 917-932-8881. And you guys, our topic today is still and always has been for this past hour, if men and how they deal with relationships versus women, men and how they deal with emotions versus women and how they deal with emotions and how that affects us negatively or positively in relationships. All right. Yes, a brother in the chat just said a great comment that feels great. Being in a relationship has always reminded him of being on a team, and that's true. It's also reminded me at times of being at work because it's something you gotta work at. You know, relationships, it requires teamwork, it requires work, it requires effort, it requires so much. And a lot of the times when we get into relationships, especially emotional ones, we only get into them for, you know, how they can make us feel, or, you know, I want to feel good, I don't want to be alone. Or don't get into relationships for the wrong reasons, you guys, because it is work. And a lot of times it can end up causing you more damage than you had alone if you're not ready to truthfully deal with that, you know, responsibility of the relationship. Okay, you guys? All righty. Oh, we do have a caller with their hand up. Caller from the 347. I know that's New York with their hand raised. You are on Conversations with the Queen. Where are you calling from and what is your name?
Brooklyn, New York. Peace, Queen. This is Karasu Baraka Muhammad. I'm on your friends list. I'm the guitarist on, you know, from Subject of the Question. Well, you guys probably seen us on YouTube, or I don't know if you guys seen us on YouTube or reviewing, whatever like that. But yeah, I want to piggyback on what you were saying about dealing with some of us men. I'm not saying myself as being one of them. You know, like the men with emotions. I say it like this. You know, as far as with like men, you know, being overly emotional. You know, that's like one of the most dangerous. Dangerous thing, because we have a lot of emotional men running around here on the rail. Well, effusive men running around here.
Mm.
It'd be a murder scene.
Exactly. It's also important to note how men express their emotions very different than how women do on the norm. So a man, and like I was talking about with the anger and the aggressive side, that seems to be the accepted way. So a lot of men can take out like hurt, sadness, you know, depression, and they take it out within an aggressive format. So that's very important to note as well. Yes, brother, go ahead.
Of course, yep. And also, there was something that you said that kind of interests me also when you also rooted it within family. And you know something, you're absolutely right on that, because like you know, you have men, right? You have young men and young women who grow up, whatever, like that, or become adults. And what happened is, I tell people, you know, when it comes to family, well, mother and father, that's like polarity. That's basically just the ego and super ego. You know, if you take one out of the equation, you know, something's gonna happen. It's gonna be an imbalance, because, like, for instance. Like, if, you know, well, from experience, you know, I didn't have my mother, and my mother wasn't in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother raised me. But see, what happened was, at the time, in like my 20s, you know, I didn't really trust women like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but after a while, and as I got older, it's like, you know what, I have to look within myself as well. You know, I can't always blame my mother. But then again, but see, like I said, you know, with all this, okay, and when it comes to the man, you know, whatever like that, you know, well, in psychology, they call that the Oedipus complex. They're trying to find that woman that's like the mother, you know, mother aspect. And of course, on the inverse side, you have the Electra complex, which is with the woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because, like, and also, you know, it creates a big, I mean, when I mean a big, big imbalance, because due to the fact, like, some of the women, like, they lash out, you know, on like some of these men and vice versa. But then again, also, Even if the father or the mother has not been a role in their life, you know, if they're just there as an action figure, meaning that they're just there not doing nothing, you know, and letting that one person carry the weight, it becomes stressful. It puts pressure upon, you know, like, you know, on child itself, you know. It's kind of sad, man.
It is. And that breakdown in the family structure is what ultimately causes a lot of the psychological issues, especially within the Black community, because we have one of the most fragmented family structures, you know, especially here in America.
Absolutely.
I believe there was a quote that I had posted on my my blog on my Facebook when I was doing the research for this show, and it said that our parents become the unconscious template for who we become. And that's where we first learn how to eat, how to walk, how to talk. But even more so, our mother is where we learn what a woman is, and our father is where we learn what a man is.
Absolutely.
So when we begin to engage in relationships, we idealize, both sexes do. And it's not just a woman, you know, looking for her father. She also emulates certain things about her mother, how her mother behaves. And if there's certain flawed characteristics that the mother did not deal with, she passes those things on to her daughter. And if the daughter did not recognize those things as flaws, she subconsciously, you know, takes those things in, as well as vice versa on the male side. So it's very important that we really do, before we engage in long-term romantic relationships and try to find relationships that work, we have to look at our parents. We got
to
look at it.
And you know what's so funny? You know, there was a movie that was a prime example of what you just said just now.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen a movie with Morris Chestnut? I forgot what it's called. Don't Break Me Down. I forgot the name of the movie.
Mm-mm.
But I actually watched that movie, and I watched the sister. I think her name was Taraji Henson.
Yeah.
She let her mother like run the whole marriage. I mean, she actually was just, a paragon of her mother. And I'm like, wow. And you know, and after a while, you know, Morris Chestnut was like, yo, I'm out. Plain as simple, I'm out.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and, you know, it's kind of sad. And you're absolutely right on that, man. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, I kind of experienced that with certain women as well. And it's really, really, really sad. You know, it hurts. That's why, like, right now I'm like, you know, I'm gauging myself. And see, you know what? Like, every time I come across a sister, a woman, whatever like that, first question to ask them, how was your relationship with your father?
Yep.
That's the first thing I
you
ask.
You have to ask that question.
Mm-hmm.
Have to. I also asked that question within the first couple of days too. How, you know, so what's up with you and your mama? How you was doing over there? Like, you know, what's going on with
you know,
that? And those are great things to do, and that's a great method to have. But it's also, it's just like, really, if everybody takes care of themselves before they try to get into relationships with other people, before they try to take care of anybody else, we always
mm-hmm.
have to take care of ourselves. So it's always important that we take that time for introspection, reflection, meditation, understanding ourselves, psychologically
mm-hmm.
cleansing ourselves, and going through these things, because we all got issues. We all got problems. It's just about how we deal with them. And thank you
Absolutely.
For calling in, brother. You had a lot of beautiful insight and a lot of wonderful things to say.
Well, thank
Please
you. My pleasure.
Do come
My
back.
Pleasure.
Please do come back and join us for our other shows. You know, we have shows every Monday night at 9 p.m. sharp. All right? And we
no problem,
will be discussing, you know, a lot of these type of issues. So peace, brother. Thank you.
Peace.
All right. We got 3 minutes left on the show, you guys. And we're going to wrap everything up, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it was a great show. Thank you for all the people who called in, all my callers who called in. And, you know, today, this show has been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. We have a plethora of beautiful, wonderful shows running every night. And they are full of information and things to help you out, brothers and sisters. All right, I enjoyed you, and I thank you, and you guys really do make the show. So please remember to call in and, you know, have your comments and your questions ready every week at Monday at 9 p.m. All right, you guys, peace, love, and blessings.
sisters.